Hello and you're most welcome to this edition of Working Together on Radio Mira. This is a weekly program that looks at the work of UN agencies, international and non-governmental organizations, including humanitarian actors in South Sudan, how they collaborate with the local people in providing services to the community. The program helps us to share issues that are affecting the communities and provide solutions to those issues. As always, don't forget to subscribe to our Facebook page at Facebook/Radio Mira, and you can also follow us on Twitter at Radio Mira. My name is Regina Gorle. Listener, today we are discussing the activities of International Institute of Rural Reconstruction, Juba, South Sudan. This is a non-governmental organization operating in South Sudan in areas of agriculture and improving yields, produce and food security, improving people's livelihoods. The International Institute of Rural Reconstruction, South Sudan, is investing in farmers, particularly women farmers, in rural areas of South Sudan, and to impact of climate change, a smart agricultural technology. And the organization also trained the farmers on modern climate change, smart agriculture technology to increase their produce. And to highlight on this, investing in farmers, particularly women in the areas of farming and this climate change, we are joined in the studio by our guest, Joseph Mbuga. He's the head of programs in International Institute of Rural Reconstruction, and we have Doreen Oda. She's the gender focal person, International Institute of Rural Reconstruction, and they're here with me here in the studio taking us through this activity on Working Together program. Gentlemen and lady, you're very most welcome.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you very much.
It's nice having you, and I could go direct to Joseph if you could give us a little background of the International Institute of Rural Reconstruction in Juba, South Sudan.
Thank you very much. Thank you, our listeners. This is Joseph Mbuga. I'm the head of programs, IIRR, that is International Institute of Rural Reconstruction, South Sudan. Today, we are glad that we've an opportunity to share what we have and things that pertain to our communities on matters rural reconstruction and on matters climate smart agriculture. International Institute of Rural Reconstruction, that is IIRR, is an international NGO that is registered in South Sudan and has the operations across the country. And the organization headquarters is in Philippines, my regional headquarters is in Nairobi. And we are here dedicated to agricultural development and improving livelihoods. Yeah,
okay.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. And also, why it is important to use the climate change smart agriculture technology in farming?
Yes, so we understand the change in the conditions, the climate change, and what it has when it comes to agricultural production, and therefore IIRR promotes CSA practices that improves food production, help communities adapt to climate change, and also contribute to climate change mitigation by applying appropriate agricultural production technologies and practices. So we focus on integrating the advanced technologies that are data-driven to enhance resilience and productivity.
So when we talk about investing in farmers, why is it important to invest in them?
Investing in farmers, that means that like now we are focusing on, yes, we understand we have farmers, but we are too much emphasizing on, because when we look at agriculture is takes a large proportion of our national GDP as well, and it's the backbone of every economy. It is crucial, and we invest so that we can enhance resilience to ensure that we have food security and empower farmers, and now especially women.
Before I get to Durin, do you have the figure of those women that have benefited or during your campaign?
Thank you very much. I'm so glad to be here again, once again on Radio Miraya, and thank you, Regina, for really giving me opportunity always to stand here in the for the women. Yes. I'm always here to stand in for the women, and this is more empowering them more and more and more, and getting out of the poverty life to getting livelihood and cash in our hands, cash at home, and to sustain our livelihood. So for double I, like, I've been here of sublime years, but I'm here on a focal gender focal person for this project of double I, double R, and standing in for the project of investing in women. And when you say investing in women, Doreen shouts and bees glad so
you
much.
You need the women empowered, you need women done what?
Everything. The women should stand for themselves and have something to avoid GBV and all. And look at the numbers here for what the target we are looking at. Investing in women is not only in Central Equatorial State, it is in Central and Eastern. And in Central only, we look at a target of beneficiaries around 250 women, and then the same number goes to Eastern Equatorial, and that is Torit, Magui, Lanya, Magui, and then Kapweta. That is to cover all the targeted number. Even here we are working with the women in Rori, in Ruburu, in Lanya, to make our number of the 250. And so far we have registered the numbers, they are there, the beneficiaries are there, we have talked to them, and we hope to expand according to the way SCF will see how they can expand the numbers for the women.
Are they already doing something?
We have already worked with the investees, because this program is working with the investees who are having these farmers already on the ground, and this season is harvesting. So for us as double I, double R, since it's harvest season, and we are looking at empowering them in the climate smart agriculture technologies that will help them to maintain their produce, to keep it in stock, and then to keep a lot in stock without being affected. So we are coming in with a kind of climate smart technology that will help them in the post and pre and post harvest season. So we have all my colleague will explain the climate smart technologies for this season, and when next season comes, we shall embark on with the registered beneficiaries step by step, from clearing the land to seed selection to planting, which kind of technology they should use to at least what to me I see as a gender focal person for my dear mothers, to see that they increase on their yield. Whatever they've been getting, if they were getting one ton, they should get 2 to 3. If they're getting 10 sacks, this time I want to see at least a beneficiary, the success story we shall have later, to see that they have 20, 15 and more, to see that at least they can have much to sell in the market, much to save for home, and then also to keep in their stores for the next plant.
And that will work out when they follow the process, so that sometimes people say, you know, I have put my seeds down now, it is now sunny and it has dried up or something like that, right?
Because right now we look at climate smart agriculture goes all seasons, even when it's dry. For us on our demos, and we wish to invite you, Madam Regina, to see how these demos are being done and how can they help. Remember, South Sudan or East Africa, we are really affected by drought. We are being hit by sunshine, and this has affected our yield. It has affected the ladies' seasonal planting, and the seasons have changed. It's now hard to predict the season. Now we are here as double I, double R, to see that at least we empower the women, that even if it is hot, for us
they
we can plant. Even if it is shining so much, don't fear, let's plan. So on these demos we are going to carry out with these beneficiaries, we shall be empowering them to know that at least use this technology, do this and this, to make sure we come up with a yield no matter which kind of weather is on, and to avoid, even if it is over raining, how can we do the dikes and all to provide to provide provide the water flow, yeah, so that they use efficient water and not again overlodged. Yeah, yes. So it is to cover this climate smart agriculture technology or training we shall have with the farmers to help them to embark on farming without fear of which season we are in. It's now time to just embark on cultivation, agriculture, so that we make our country sustainable, developed, and being the backbone. Like we celebrated International Rural Women's Day, it was all about farming. Why? Because even the government today is seeing that agriculture is the only way. And it's important for the families, important for every home, for a community, if we are going to do sustainable.
And they know if women are empowered, then the family is having food.
Yes, and the woman in the home is like the front pillar. For development. Like they say, behind every successive man there is
a woman.
A prayerful and a strong woman. And this woman, if you don't go out to look for food, will you make it on the table to eat? The man is out looking for money. That money can be used to buy seeds, and we dig. Yes.
Let me get to Joseph about this climate smart agriculture technology. How is it different from those other system that we wanted to say we go locally, we always dig and then clean and what? So how different is it?
Okay, so thank you very much, Regina, and my colleague. When we talk about the significance or the difference of the CSA, in short, technology and other agricultural technological methods. So this, it differs by integrating the climate resilient practices, as my colleague has explained, and you know, issues to do sustainable resource management to ensure that there is adaptability given the changing environmental conditions. Now, to give it a perspective, like now, WIWR, in our trainings, the trainings we offer that is linked to climate smart agriculture, we offer comprehensive programs that consist of various components that are aimed at empowering smallholder farmers in our rural areas, different counties, down to Payams to Bomas, to effectively address the challenges that are linked to this climate change. We actually give out the insights, we train them on the causes, effects of climate change, we guide them on to develop their own community-based action plans, which are currently we are doing. As part of this training, we also emphasize on the principles of CSA that we offer practical knowledge, and including emphasizing on agronomic practices. In other words, the better the CSA modern practices, which if we go deeper, we'll talk issues to do with quality seeds and the planting materials and all that, including the integrated pest management.
So there are also quality seeds, not just the seeds.
Yeah, because if you, I don't know, Madam Regina, if you know, we have companies that have the issue to do with do seed testing here in South Sudan. You have, you know? And also some of these we have gaps. We understand that we need to bring in private sector, and that's why the program that is investing in women South Sudan has integrated and focused on five value chains, which the private sector have been given resources and supported to be able to implement. So we are on that, and. And we actually train, because you asked issue to do with the targets. Who are the targets? You ask about the beneficiaries. We are currently targeting over 6,000 women who will benefit from our trainings, and we will continue to expand to extend our outreach to more rural communities. So I don't know.
Before we go for a break, and before we go for a break, I wanted to ask, like any other organization that always does its activities, who supports your this project or these activities?
Yeah, currently we are being funded by Africa Enterprise Challenge Fund, that is ACF Africa, with the support from Global Affairs Canada, and These are they have been here since 2021. The program is 5-year program, and as does Dabwa, we are coming in to implement the component of climate smart agriculture, where we have expertise. We have done this globally from Asia all the way to, you know, Uganda here, the border. We've been implementing climate smart villages, and now we are looking forward to get a chance to go ahead and also introduce climate smart bombers in South Sudan.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And listener, we go for this musical break, and when we come back, we will look at some of the challenges, and then later you'll be able to call to ask your question.
The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom will I fear? He's the strength of my life, and whom will I be afraid of?
Lord, I praise you with all of my heart. I put my hope in you, you alone I pray.
Lord, I pray that you always be with me in everything I do, in my struggles and my success. I pray, Lord, I pray that you always be with me in everything I do, in my struggles and my success. I pray.
For me, Lord, I surrender my everything to you. Cause sometimes I cry, searching and hoping, I know better days are coming on my way. Cause I know I'm walking on a solid rock, and Jesus is my defender. I put my hope in you alone. I pray for the children, my family, I pray for the nation, cause I know you're always here with me.
That you always be with me in everything I do, in my struggles and my success. I pray, Lord, I pray that you always be with me in everything I do, in my struggles and my success. I pray.
One thing I know, my is bigger, bigger than the mountains I see. Bigger, bigger than the fire I go through in my struggles, yeah. And he will never, 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 never let me down. He will never, 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 never let me go hungry. He's always by my side.
Hey, straight from heaven and down to my heart, I am confident. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Oh, I am blessed, I am blessed, I am so, he's with me, yeah. That's why I sent my son to him.
Welcome back. Indeed, when you need to succeed, you need to struggle in everything that you do. And welcome back. And this is Working Together with me, Regina Gole. And in the studio, I have Joseph Abugo. He is the head of program, the head of programs, International Institution of Rural Reconstruction. And she, and I also have Doreen Naudo. She's a gender focal person for this project. And they're here with us, taking us through their activities, how they invest in farmers, and particularly women in rural areas. And let me start with Doreen about what do you think would be more of the awareness that can be given to the women to really improve their yields. Then I later go to Joseph to tell what could be the challenges as you get to the communities.
Okay, thank you very much, Madam Regina. Before I talk of the awareness, as we're ending the first session, we talked of the people supporting the project. But as Double I has a partnership and has an MOU with Ministry of Gender, because this is all about women, so we had to have an MOU with the Ministry of Gender. Actually, the minister herself is the one who launched this project in South Sudan, and we had to have an MOU with them to support us even outside. This is more of gaining strength and momentum as we do the awareness with the women outside. Actually, even on the selection of the women, being we are working with the rural women and the vulnerable women, so they guided us a lot as a ministry, and we thank them for that. And from the side of awareness, so far we have started dissemination of information about the climate smart agriculture in the different localities where our farmers are, where the registered beneficiaries are. We are looking at having information displayed in the communities, in the bombers, in the payams, where they always meet in the women's centers. And us as Double I ourselves, we shall be going continuously to speak to them, to train them on this climate smart agriculture, to prepare them for the season. As they are harvesting, we shall keep talking to them. And also we shall be requesting like such chances to be here on the radio still, because as we talk to them, we tell them on such and such a day we shall be on the radio. You can also listen and see that you partake on the information on the climate smart agriculture. Then we are looking at having a rally, like it is more baraza community sensitization. Very soon, I think that will be next week, where we shall gather our communities where our farmers are located, or are found, or they are living, and we collect even the chiefs, the local authority, anyone, even if you're not a farmer, to come and listen to this new invent in the country. Because climate smart agriculture, yes, our local farmers, if you listen to them, they are doing something related to climate smart agriculture, but they need to know how to use that traditional way of farming that they were using and to produce, and incorporate it into the new technology to make sure their yield is really beautiful and good for the season. So this is really what we are trying to do. And soon we are also going to have this kind of promo where we shall have a car moving around, and then in these different localities in Gurei, in Rori, and also it will start, I think, from Godere 1 going that side. We shall be having people talk about this climate smart agriculture within the Roboru Boma, and then in Rori, deep in the villages where these farmers are located, so still sensitizing them about the same. And we shall also have the articles in the newspapers. We shall request even to talk to them on SSBs, every platform that where we see that we can locate. But mainly, we want one-on-one with the farmers in the community.
Yeah, let me get to Joseph in few minutes, the challenges, and I can announce the telephones to the listeners.
Yes.
Do you face some challenges as you get to the communities, of what kind of people you want to train?
Whereas we have challenge, we would like to appreciate the communities with which we are working with. Mostly they are cooperative and they are offering support. We thank the government authorities for being cooperative in enhancing, helping us to move around and sending the climate smart agriculture messages to the local communities. And we also want to express our appreciation to other partners who have already reached to us, some of them, and they also want to partner in this initiative. Talking of challenges, normal ones, the challenge with resources, we're trying to minimize the retro resources, but we are seeing the impact which these resources and the demand and the need for these trainings. We understand that we have challenge we do with data when it comes to climate-relatedness, climate-linked data, for example, and uncertainties and also logistical challenges. We understand the lanes. But nevertheless, we are focused towards implementing this and sending the message to our people so that they are able to to adapt and develop the mitigating.
Thank you so much. Let me take a caller. Our callers, our number is 09 2 9 6 8 6 2 9 7, and another number is 09 1 2 0 6 2 9 5 0, 09 1 2 0 6 2 0 7 9, and you can be live in the program. If you have any call or any question you'd want to ask about, maybe you are growing your own crops there, just this small, you think it's for only consumption, you can still grow something and later take other more to the market. And they are here with us giving you the guideline of climate change and how, so that you don't even plan your crops maybe in a period that your crops will dry up, or your crops will not yield, or your crops will not germinate. So they are here with us taking us through this this discussion. But before I get someone on the line, if I Doreen could tell us about a success story. Do we have any success? But I can see someone online. Just hello. Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello.
Hello. Welcome. Welcome to Working Together. Kef ita kef itorit.
Ana kwa itorit tamam jo bar jo mafiga.
Okay. Ini kaman jo tamam. Isum taki manu.
Francis Kenyi Justin.
Oh, Francis Kenyi, welcome.
Wallahi haya ko is ma fawja top ay haja barram tamam lakin bes fi na fi ribi ni ma baro forna bi te kan bada ben jidi ji mun dera rabi su to konyo konyo de kaman kenta sa
ma ita ita ya asma enak data boru lo mun zama tanna binga besida san be bada mul translation hasa
ay ma mudu de bosit ta za hadi kan mudu ta mu su ma su gani su kaman ko is ri su ko is kaman ma batal
ay haja ma jata zara ita be zara jata ki besit fi mahal taki alta bagder ligo musu ajede
ara biligo hajer so ya si ba hajer sa sana gadi tar continuity ni hajer si fira gizara ba de bitadele ari chukuma sana gizara ba mia sana yani fi
ari besi besi de fi
kamanda lu kudra fi ande mura de mur korfulu bi azar do kwadu
fi wa yim ita kutu ajata ki tehed yala ta bekeli mu ajade haragu motora mafi osonu
لا اجل دينا ما في اجل دينا بزرة مطرة طوالي بيودينا في زمن تطلعت وشورنا بأخلو
okay.
وفي بعض حجر جاجة متجاتة موقوي عندنا الشريف كمان جاجة متجاتة كثيرة في موس كمان جاجة متجاتة كثيرة وسوق ذات ماشي كويس عندنا لحمة هنا كيلو بثلاثة عارف
اوكي
وفروفة
اه ايتا هم كويسين هناك بلاي
فروفة خضرة بلية جيدة وكوهده وعندك كوباية جنجرة بخصوبية يعني حجر كويس ايتا كمان تالا هنا تريد كيلو كيف كمان ديه ما في كورة
tamam yala tendi sual taki ile jamada walita quiz asan ita indwa
sual ta bas kelo mun jaa no to wirata al fi mashari tinda na mashari kitir mun ma in zaman da
tinda
na mashru ta talanga mashru bi ta magwi command dera ino fu mashari asan nas ba gir stab bi fugo
yana
fi barna bi command ne sino command mun dera mun taraf kine tir mun dera gofulu mun dera mun mashari bi ta hajat al mahasil al quiz asan ناس يستفيد من فوقه.
لكن
من جاء إن الناس كمان ده كان مدينة توريكي من جشور نفوذ
رجلا. شكرا. من ذاتو قالوا من في في نك في توريكي نك من عند برنامج ده هناك ذاتو. يا.
جات ما أنت لكن كمان من جاء لنا.
من أنا بفعل أمين أنا بري جوار لما نسان بري ليه تام من في لوكيشن ياتو. شكرا.
قالوا من كان في لوكيشن ياتو مو بيلقانا في سوبر مبارك شوب.
شكرا تاكي. شكرا. So yeah. Yeah, that one is from Tori, and of course he said at least you got him where they're planting some small things where they can get bamia. And then they're saying now, where in Tori, exactly where are you located? So that in case he comes to get maybe advice. Yeah.
Thank you very much, Francis. In Tori, our offices are there next to RRC. And also in Magui, we are in that office next to UMAIS office. That's within just the junction. We are moving. We'll be there this coming week. So if you'll be around, you'll be able to see us there. We'll be around. We'll be within Magui and also in Torit.
Okay.
Yeah.
So. Okay. Thank you so much for that answer. And I can see someone online. Hello, Radio Mira. Hello.
Marhaba, Radio Mira.
Yes, how are you?
Hello, Radio Mira.
Hello, how are you?
Sibir Khamis Marajan, min Malakal.
Okay, okay, Miss, welcome.
Shukran, barnaamij anta wange wada barnaamij. Andana hina kumanafan, andana muzarin mojulina, nina hasa hina ki yunumet. Yani, irasbita yunumetim, andana hafaya sim.
Yes.
Mwatinin dita yunumet, mwondita labara, mwondurazara, uusisit ni mwoye dita hasira. Mwoye dita hasira, kadia gwat maana shena kamit. لهذا ما مطر يجي سنة جاي وبرضو مزارين في ملكال هنا في جتاع جنوبي في ترى البحر
اي من قان بي
زارة حتى البصر حتى بصر الكان ما دي زاراو دي انا دي قد
زارة من بي زارة بكبك بموية من موية البحر دي
من موية البحر وحتى دانينا ما محتاجين لموية البحر لأن مطر في زارة
او ايو كلاسي اي مطر دي في اي إلا كان زمن كارانجا
انا دي رفضل منه في زمن تكرانجا أنينا في دا في بي أو سي هنا أنينا بنشيل موية دا حفاير عندنا حفاير في كراس بي أو سي قاعدين نستفيد منها
أوكي
لكن مزارين بتاعنا ده هم قاعدين يعاني من البذور وبيعاني من التدريبات اللازمة عشان هم نقدر نطور القدرات بتاعهم ونقدر يعملوا إنتاج كويس حتى ناس بطاطس ناس بطاطس نبدا بزارين
اوكي
لكن هم نعملوا الشروط بتاعتها هل هم بيقدر بوفر التدريبات بالنسبه للمزارعين بتاعنا هنا في داخل المدينه كان لما يقدر يزيد قدره الانتاج عشان هنا يعني بصل ده هنا ما محتاجين يعني كمان كان هنا بنزرعه هنا محلي هنا ونجح
انت قال اسم تاكي يا منو عشان كده مو انسايتا
أو
سبيت كميس أوكي شكرا سبيت
مرجان
إيه سبيت مرجان Yes, you got him and he also continued to explain the farmers there in Malacca need such trainings and yeah many things.
Yeah, yeah. We actually look forward to extend and that's why we are also calling for the potential partners and donors who could come wish also put their hand so that we can be able to extend these trainings as well as look at how we can expand our initiatives to reach even broader, even the whole country. Because this is what is being even discussed globally and we really need to start it with ourselves. So we are ready and we want more support to come in so that we can go further.
Let me pick a caller. Hello, Radio Mira. Hello. Hello, Radio Mira.
Hello, Radio Mira.
Hello, welcome.
معكم تريزا في مراكان.
تريزا, مرحب.
تحيت باشر لكم في الستيديو. أنا بشوف أن لنا في التي أو سي زي أخونا طرم وقال شو أسمي الخميس مراجان. عندنا مزارين في أفيرة برضو في مراكان تون في. نظرة أولان وجنوبين طبعا هم بيبوا شغل طبعا لكن هذه التحديات بواجه مواطنين البذور دارين بذور كثير يعني إلى دعم كثير عشان نظرة عشان ننتج ويدينا وبرضو كان دعنا بذور مثل نمشي ودعنا الزراعة ما يكونوا بقشم لكن الناس يعني يشتغلوا بيدينا
جاء الناس يروا طوال يشتغل بيدها
نظرة ونظرة بأشياء خلاص أجيوب الدخل دم داخل تبسيط وشكرا
أي. شكرا تريزا شكرا You can answer Teresa. Farmers, they need support. We don't just dig with the word of mouth, but we need to get practically. And he also talk of many, like supports farmers, especially them there in POC, they are trying to dig locally. And yeah.
So they need
in Malacca.
They in Malacca.
Certain trainings also. And, yeah.
Okay, like thank you very much. Like my colleague Joseph has said, we are here to expand further to all the ends of the of South Sudan, actually in all the 10 states and the administrative area where there is farming is where our interest is. As long as the rural farmer is trying to practice something related to farming, for us we want to improve such practices to with great technologies in the climate smart agriculture. Indeed, farmers in South Sudan, we have vast land, the land is there, they are trying, but they are not educated on which kind of technologies to use to get a better yield. And well, the good news is, if we get the funds, the training will go broader. We have the farmer handbook that we shall have to train the TOTs, and we shall reach to all of them. And I believe Madam Teresa and Marakal will one day benefit, because indeed these people in the POS need this training, need much of this training, because they sustain the livelihood, they depend on agriculture. Indeed, we shall reach there very soon.
Hello, Radio Mira.
Hello.
Yeah, how are you doing?
Good, and you?
Thank you. You are another Mayuka Tangar from Nyamlel in Awulwas County.
Where, who from Nyamlel? We are not getting you, your network.
Yeah, Mayuka Tangar.
Oh, Mike, welcome.
Okay, thank you. Thanks for the nice topic.
Okay, thank you too for listening.
The topic is very nice and crucial. And my question to the guys, I want to know, how could you reach rural areas like Nyamlel? Because we have a lot of farmers here in this side of Nyamlel. So how could you reach them, and how could you encourage them to go on with your work?
You are in Nyamlel, right?
Yeah, in Nyamlel, yeah.
Okay.
Awil West County.
Awil West County, thank you. They will answer you how they can reach there. Welcome, Joseph.
Okay, thank you very much, caller. For now, we want to make it clear that the project which we are carrying, that is investing in women in South Sudan, is basically targeting Central and Eastern Equatoria, whereby we are looking at the, we are working, it's a value chain, whereby we are dealing with sorghum, groundnuts, shea nuts, honey, and sesame. Those are the value chains we are targeting for now, and also we are specifically targeting Central and Eastern Equatoria. So other areas, we are not yet there, but we also work with investors, that's a private sector investor, so that, and also bank, that's Alpha Bank. So it's a program that is designed to enhance sustainability, not just beyond the implementation. We are looking forward to how would this this project go sustain, so that these women will continue, and we're looking at implementing a program which has a replicative effect, because if we look at our targets, we are targeting over 6,000 women who are supposed to benefit, and also we are also having other specific targets. But then for now, for those who are in other areas, we are coming, but not under this program. However, if we get more funding, we are willing to do what?
To expand.
We are very much willing to expand, and that's why we are calling. We get any other partner out there, please reach out to us. We are willing to work together, develop the proposal, and also look forward at how do we leverage from the already inroads which we have built as IIRR together with our partners, that's ACF Africa and others.
Thank you so much. Time has run fast, and in 2 minutes, what could be your words in summary about this project and how you're going to reach it? Those people need to be trained, and then there later we come to Doreen for her final remark.
Yes, so thank you very much. In terms of reaching out to those ones, we are doing everything fast to start from where we are in these two states, and possibly we'll be here for the next 3 years implementing these trainings, and also we are encouraging farmers to be in groups and also work together with the other private sector, so that also seek ways. We'll also provide materials, we'll provide more information with regard to climate smart agriculture, so that more will benefit.
Thank you so much. Doreen, okay. In 1 minute.
Thank you very much, Madam Regina. Thank you, Radio Mraya, for hosting us all the time and giving IIRR this chance to speak about the Clement Smart Agriculture, which is really helping our rural women farmers to boost, to enhance their sustainability. We are so grateful. I'll say for this project in particular, I believe for a greater impact. And so far, a success story can be me because I'm of a women-led organization, which is now benefiting from the project as a focal person for the women, meaning we are really going to see to see that we target many women coming up to benefit from this project. And at the end of the day, there will be peaceful coexistence. There will be peace in the community because there will be enough food, enough to eat, enough to sell, enough to benefit us in our pocket like cash. So a woman out there, please, who's listening to this program, who has been listening, who has listen, please pass the information. Let's carry out agriculture. Let's not sit, and let's see to it that we provide for our families to avoid gender-based violence in our families. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Doreen, for your remark there. That is Doreen Nauda. She's the gender focal person for this project of International Institute of Rural Reconstruction. And we have Jose Mbuga. He's the head of programs. International Institute of Rural Reconstruction. It's nice having you here.
Thank you for hosting us. We appreciate it.
Listener, do tune to another Wednesday for another program, another organization featuring their activities and how they get to the communities to train people on their, for people for livelihood or farmers or other activities about peace implementation and get to the communities. I remain Regina Gonley.